100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Not dead yet? Made it to Sunday? Therefore, let's have ourselves a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. Does that sound fair? Well, it isn't, because the topic was loot, and that's not an easy topic, but you guys came up with a bunch of really good stories, and I'm going to shut up and just let you tell them. No rambling, no blah blah blah. Isn't that a relief?
Hello, night people. You gotta love Canada. And my story this evening is called Secret Language of Bakers and Thieves. Honor amongst thieves. How exactly does that work? How do you ensure the loot arrives intact? Doc made this all work like clockwork with one simple proviso. His son, Jimmy Two Fingers. Pretty much an excellent optic. As said, worked like a champ for a decade. Then one day, Doc noted a 2-ton crane that had been parked at the meetup. Jimmy, what's with the crane? Payback, Dad. The crane released its load, promptly burying Doc under 1,000 pounds of silver bars. Here's the loot, Dad. No one is about to cross Jimmy. They just divided up the loot. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hamlin Humming Shorts was flush with loot at the pawn shop. His associates thought of him as the Prince of Tossers, but he managed to serve them and they made a lot of money off the goods Hamlin fenced. Today he passed a payment to the counterperson at the Domino's Pizza next door. He wrapped the bills inside a wad of celery stalks and passed it on, saying, "This is refreshing, Barbara, much better for you than grazing on raw pizza dough." Hamlin was busted soon thereafter, as a pizza patron's spidey sense fired off and he alerted his detective friend.
Hi, my name is Emily. I hope you enjoy another tale from my twisted little mind. Today's story is called Bloodstained Carpet. The 3 a.m. darkness was lit by a flickering porch light. Stinking of smoke and whiskey, she stumbled into apartment 47, alone again. Her eyes filled with angry tears. She undressed, cursing the repetitive payback for choices she desperately tried to escape. A shadowy figure crept closer until the cold knife blade felt the flesh of her throat. The dark figure whispered of his plans for her. She wept. Blood stained the carpet. He stood over her, vindicated. Blurry-eyed, she watched as he left with her soul, suffering no more.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You loot, I shoot. That's the sign I put on the security fence, and believe me, I intend enforcing it. Since the breakdown of society, it's everyone for themselves. And those who possess valuable commodities in demand, take whatever steps are necessary to protect them. Hence the sign. And I'm pretty sure that few will take the risk. Because the commodity, in my care, clearly gives me the upper hand. You see, you may have all the weapons in the world, but without ammunition, they're practically useless. And guess who has all the ammo? And I always shoot to kill.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The dark entrance to the tunnel was dimly lit. It was tempting to rush in, grab whatever he could, and rush out. On the other hand, the dragon had parked himself in there. He took a deep breath and walked in. The next greedy bastard found him bored out of his wits in a small cage. Apparently, the dragon had a terrible sense of humor and didn't believe he was just visiting. The real problem was that the cage got considerably cramped with the new arrival. He didn't even want to think what would happen if anyone else showed up. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. Philip Norville Joe Carroll is screaming at me, asking me why I would let him record an entire interview for his podcast this morning, but now, I won't let him record a 1-minute entry for the weekly challenge number 589. I guess I'm just finicky. Here is his story with a prompt of, loot. Chucky stood outside Angelica's door in a cold sweat. He would rather face Reptar barehanded. The girl was going to tear him to pieces. He took the loot sack from his shoulder and hefted to gauge its weight. Not a good haul today. Much less than Angelica expected. Both Phil and Lil had given him lame excuses about their mother switching all of their snacks to raw vegetables. Tommy said he was cleaned out, but Chucky was sure he was holding back something in his diaper. Whoever said taking candy from babies was easy, didn't know these babies. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Tora Brazoino here, with two stories on the subject, loot. And I hope our hosts won't mind that the first of them is a George the Pirate fanfiction. Nancy was a pirate, and she was a very good pirate. When George joined her ship, she had him keelhauled the very first day. But she kept him on to make the rest of the crew shine like gold doubloons against the example of George's tarnished penny. She was such a good pirate that when she was 30, she had enough loot to retire to the life of a wealthy gentlewoman in a prosperous town on the Barbary coast. For recreation, she wrote stories of George the Pirate, who wasn't a very good pirate, and published them under a pseudonym. And the second story. When President Trump only narrowly won re-election, he was furious. Fake votes. Maybe Putin could help throw them out, he thundered on Twitter. He introduced three great new bills, the greatest bills ever, to fix matters. The Limitation of Outstanding Taxes Act annulled all tax obligations on the president, applied retroactively. The Presidential Immunity Liquidating Legal Assault and General Enterprise Act gave him the power to block legal action against any business that was being unfairly targeted, especially his own. Finally, the Republicans Against Presidential Elections Act ensured that never again would President Trump have to face such a crisis.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 589 on the topic of loot. My story today is called The Take. The loot was all I could think of. When the cops busted me, during my arraignment, throughout my trial, I wanted the loot. I obsessed over it. Piles of cash, handfuls of bearer bonds, pieces of jewelry. Mine. My sentence was a long one. I can't say I didn't deserve it, but no way was I staying inside a minute longer than I had to. I was a good boy and got the max time off. I couldn't wait to get my hands on what was mine. At last I was free. I made a dash for the loot and found my hiding place empty. In my mind, I heard the mocking laugh of my bastard lawyer. I should never have told him the truth. And that's it for me this week. Bad accents and lawyer disparagement. I'll be back next week with more bad accents and more lawyer disparagement, I guess.
Good morning, it's Richard. I've got two stories for you this week on the topic of loot. The first is the return of a story I think I started 3 years ago and haven't quite got round to finishing yet. It's rather aptly called Reunion. Boggins sat sadly in the corner of the bar, a glass of tap water in his hand. He couldn't believe that after surviving encounters with dragons, trolls, and all the other trials he'd been through, he'd nothing to show for his adventures. Not even a beer. A familiar voice interrupted his reverie. "Well, if it isn't Mr. Boggins, alive and well, and as miserable as ever." It was the wizard. "Last I heard of you, you were dragon food. Yet here you are, and surely you didn't escape empty-handed." Boggins sadly shook his head. "Nope. No loot at all." Story number two, a reenactment. I needed to get out more and meet people, so I joined one of those Viking reenactment groups. I hadn't realized how serious these people are. Step out of line by wearing modern fibers or speaking out of character, and the penalties can be pretty severe. I know this from bitter experience. And it's not pleasant being on the receiving end of one of those warhammers. They caught me using a mobile phone at an event. This weekend, it's loot, rape and pillage day, and I've a horrible feeling I've been put down to experience some authentic Viking rape. That's me done, so till next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
After the hurricane, most of the flooded out residents fled to public shelters. Others looted stores for food and survival supplies. Then there were the thieves who filled plastic bins with small electronics and floated them to a weighted pickup truck. When the gangs went to houses, that's when things got ugly. The lights were off, but someone was home with a loaded shotgun. "The first guy took my shotgun. The second guy took my Smith & Wesson," said the homeowner. "They had an argument." The cops wrote it off and handed back the guns to ruin any remaining evidence.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of loot. I know you enjoyed these. If you didn't, go get your head examined. Go to the airport, lay down on the thing, take off your shoes, by the way, and just roll through it and they'll see what's in there, and probably give you a freedom pad. Unless you're in another country, then I don't know what they do. Throw you in a dark dungeon cell for like a year. "Oh yeah, we had this one. Maybe we should feed them." One a day until the day I die.com, probably from being irradiated to death at the airport. The next topic is paprika. So put a bunch of paprika. You know, the thing that I like to put paprika on? Mushroom rolls. Oh, I should post the recipe one day, because every time I write it down, I throw it out. And my mom's a little too scatterbrained right now to ask me what it is. So anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And I will see you next week, although there will be little blurps and stories until then. You know, one a day. And, oh, right. As always, keep it brief.